Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We take you now live to Minneapolis, Minnesota. And the president and CEO of the Atlanta Falcons, Rich McKay, who joins us live this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Rich.
Good morning, gentlemen. How we doing?
We're doing fine. I'm guessing it's not marathon weather up there.
It is 7 degrees. So, no, let me get that right. -7 degrees, so I would say no. And for somebody with a cold and -7, not a good combination.
Rich, I have a question. Is there a lot of people, like, out wandering around for this Super Bowl? I mean, or, like is everybody, like, kind of hanging out at the Mall of America, to your best of your knowledge?
Yeah, so I'm on my way to the Mall of America now to do a bunch of radio stuff, and I'm going to be interested to see. I know there'll be a bunch of people there, obviously. I think downtown they have this whole cool kind of outdoor mall, you know, that is sitting right in the middle of Minneapolis. It's a heated little mall, and so I'm interested to see how many people will be out, because when we landed last night, it was cold, and I'll be interested to see how many people are out and about. But, you know, I've been here a lot. I've been to this city a lot. When we were doing the CBA negotiations a couple years ago, we spent a lot of time in Minneapolis negotiating with the union, and it's a great downtown. Minneapolis has a really cool downtown, but -7 is challenging.
Yes, I think that's a fair
way. That's a nice way of putting it.
It is challenging. Rich McKay joining us from Minneapolis, president and CEO of the Falcons with John and Hugh. Of course, he's also the chairman of the NFL's competition committee. And Rich, Roger Goodell on Wednesday came out and said that he doesn't want to tweak the catch rule. He wants to blow it up in a sense and start over and try and redefine in a way that everybody understands just what a catch is. How do you respond?
Yeah, so I think that it is a rule that has been around forever and was designed, written, and enforced basically for on-field officiating. In other words, trying to tell that back judge or that side judge who's going to decide whether to catch or not catch in real time at full speed, you know, what to look for. So the three things, the elements were, you know, you got to catch it cleanly, they got to have 2 feet down, and there's got to be an element of time. And the reason that was done that way was just to you know, prevent these bang-bang plays and having them be called fumbles. So forever, the idea in the mind of those officials in the back was, hey, if it's bang-bang, if the hit comes at a time just as he's caught the ball, the 2 feet are down, and the ball comes out, it's incomplete. And so what's happened is, over time, we've had this great thing called replay. And I was on the committee, and I think I was the chairman of the committee, when we brought it back. And the thing about replay is that it has changed the way we all look at a catch. It has not changed for the guy on the field. He's still using pretty much the same thing he's used forever when he judges catch, no catch. But us watching it on replay, we just see it differently. I mean, we just see the ball barely moving, and all of a sudden it's called in replay incomplete, where the guy on the field called it complete. So I think the commissioner's right that we've got to look at the fact that technology has changed our game when it comes to that play. We shouldn't ignore that, because if we watch a play and everybody says, geez, I thought that play at Pittsburgh should have been a touchdown, well, under the rules, as written, it isn't. And so maybe we need to go, because of replay, we need to go back and talk about how are we going to define the catch. But I just don't want to see it done, for me, in my perspective, in a way that creates a bunch of fumbles, because that was never the design of a catch.
You know what? So basically, Rich is saying we got to blame it on Samsung, Sony, and all those people that made those HD and 4K TVs that allow us see what the refs can't see. But
that's right, Hugh, and that's why it's so frustrating when you're a fan, whether you're sitting in the stands or sitting at home, you watch a play at full speed and you see it and you say it's a catch. Then all of a sudden, we're going to watch four different angles and say, hey, you know what? I think the ball moved. I don't think he had it all the way. And then all of a sudden, we're going to reverse it. That That's hard. Now, let's remember another fact that you guys know. 17,000 passes a year. 17,000. And we're really going to talk about 8 to 10 plays a year in which this rule is looked at by all of us as this isn't right. So we just want to make sure that we get it right as we begin to change it.
With all this technology and everything going on, and what you just stated by the way that people watch television, how can you clearly fix this catch rule? Do you simplify it or what a catch is?
Yeah, you simplified, Hugh. And then I think there's been good suggestions, Tech. I think, you know, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk, who will certainly take shots at our rules all the time, you know, he and others have said, well, why wouldn't you just leave the rule and then change it in replay and not allow replay to review the subjective element, which is the third element of did he have it long enough and did the ball move? There's plenty of ways to talk about it, Hugh. You want to do it so that when we all look at it, whether we're looking at it full speed or in replay, we all know what it is. Right now, the commissioner's right. We don't, in replay, sometimes we don't know whether they're going to say that's going to be reversed or not reversed. It shouldn't be that way. We should know it because that is what replay is supposed to be. We're not supposed to be reversing anything that we don't all agree should be reversed. Everybody, all of us. So we do need to make it clearer.
Do you think part of that is because of the way is the verbiage? Because when you look at some of these rules, Rich, and I know a lot of people haven't had a chance to look at them, but when we used to get them as players, some of the verbiage made it seem like it was like rocket science. So is that the way to kind of clear it up a little bit? Is to change the verbiage?
Yes, it is. You can blame the lawyer in some of us that over time what's happened is as you've clarified rules, and this rule's been clarified, I'm going to say, 4 or 5 times over the last 15 years, as you've clarified it, you actually clarified it for replay, not for the guy in the field. He's still officiating in the same way he was 20 years ago. But as we've done it, you've clarified it for replay. Well, now you need to just go back and take a fresh look at it. Similar to what we did last year in the celebration rule. What happened to the celebration rule, and the commissioner was the leader of it and doing a really good job of pushing us on it, was we had clarified it so many times because so many different things had happened that really we had limited it way more than probably anybody wanted to. And we just went back and said, okay, there's a simple way to get out of this. We're just going to eliminate a lot of this verbiage, as you described it, and go back and make it simple and say what you can't do are these two things. The rest of it you can do, and good luck. And they certainly took advantage of that and had some fun with it.
Rich McKay, President and CEO of the Atlanta Falcons, joining John and Hugh live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I want to move on, but just real quick, Rich, when is the competition committee going to meet? And when do we expect some kind of, resolution?
So we meet, John, a bunch of times, right? We meet next week in New York for 2 days.
Okay.
I think Thursday, Friday. And then we come back and meet in Indianapolis for 5 days at the Combine. And then we come back to Florida to kind of finish the report in probably the third week of March, maybe second week of March. So it's kind of a process. I would bet you that we get to this rule and have this discussion in Indianapolis.
Okay.
Which would, you know, be the week of the Combine.
All right. Sounds great. I'll mark that down. Thanks, Rich. Hey, some updates on Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I know that Steve Cannon has been talking about the president of Mercedes of AMB, who's been talking about adding doors for exits. And also there's an update on, and we're seeing updates tweeting out from Scott Jenkins and from United about the roof.
Yeah, the roof's making great progress, which, you know, they've been working on. And the roof is finished, works, but the problem with the roof is it had to be fully automated. I don't think that's the way to automated. You know, they continued to work on it, and so we feel very comfortable with where the roof is now. On the exit doors, what's gone on is we have had a couple of games that have ended right at the end that created a lot of people exiting at the same time, which we knew and which we modeled and which we've done a lot of work with. But as you see people in patterns and the way they move around the stadium, you also notice, hey, we're creating some pinch points. So in that, we've tried to alleviate some of those pinch points. One of the ways we're going to do it is taking some windows and single doors and knocking them all out, making the roller door so a bunch of people can exit at one time in that area. And then the other big thing that will help us on egress is when we get the let's call it the north side of the stadium, gate one, that whole area opened up because Home Depot backyard will be finished and a lot more people will exit the building from the north side at that point in time. We'll have escalators that can move you up and down from gate two to gate one. you will feel a lot more people leaving the building that way. That will make the building exit in a much more balanced fashion. Last year, because of the construction and the fact that people didn't leave on the north side in gate one, the great majority of people were exiting one gate, which is gate two, and that led to some slow exits. We think those changes and opening up the north side will really affect egress next year.
Joined by Rich McKay, Falcons president and CEO, with John and you on Sports Radio 92 on the game. Hey, Rich, I know that you're up there for a learning thing, too, because the Super Bowl is going to be here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium next year. What have you learned besides the fact that it should be us up there playing this week? All right, what have you learned?
So we go there today. We have a big tour today. Steve Cannon and I are going to go and meet with our host committee, which has been here for a couple days. And, you know, what you're trying to figure out, John, is they're – you know, like happens in these big events like College Football Championship, there are big modifications that happen from an operational standpoint, whether it's security, whether it's entry, whether it's exit, whether it's credentialing, whether it's the way they're going to want the stadium set up. Like if you saw in the College Football Championship, did you see all of the, I call it bunting, but let's just call it that's not good. The covering of all of the concrete that had all of their branding on it all over the building. The way all of that works is all different than a typical event, and that's what you learn from the Super Bowl. But when you go to a Super Bowl, and you guys know this from being to them, you just can't believe how much the media impacts the building, where you have to put the extra media. The fact that we had to build all that up for the College Football Championship at the 300 level, if you saw all that extra media, well, for the Super Bowl, you can double that. And so you have to figure out how all that works from an IT perspective. We have all of our IT people looking at that to make sure we have the infrastructure to deal with that. The demands of the building change a lot for a Super Bowl.
As long as it doesn't change with the unlimited soda, once you buy that $2, that we will not have a problem. Thank you very much.
Prices are all, they're baked in. They're baked in. And I think, I really do believe that you're going to see some other stadiums along the way that begin to adopt that across the country. We had a lot of teams come this year and really inquire about how we did the program and our partnership with Levy. And I've already talked to two of them now that I sense are going to take a venture into part of that, of what we tried to do for the fan-friendly pricing, and that's a good thing.
So real quick, who do you got this weekend? I know it's probably going to be a tough one for you to pick, but who do you have winning the Super Bowl this weekend?
Yeah, so I'm never a good picker. Whoever I pick, I usually pick with my heart. In this one, I think that it's experience matters. You know, it's real hard to say that you're going to unseat somebody like New England, because New England's been here, done it. They know what the game's going to be like. They know the emotion of the game. It is a different game. It's a different environment. The thing I will say for Philly is that when you look at the last game and you look at our game that we played against them, you know, that was a high, high level of defense. They played a high level of defense. They played at a really, you know, top flight area that not many defenses go to. If they maintain that, I always like defense in these big games when you can carry that stick into a game like this. I just don't know if you can do it against New England for four quarters.
That's going to be the big question. Can you do it for four?
And that's correct.
That's right. How we kind of broke it down.
That's what we think.
Yeah, if they can sustain it.
Because Tom is so good, and so is, you know, Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick. They are so good at continuing to change what they're going to do that as good as you may feel about your defense and how you set it up and all those blitzes you've got, they just tend to find ways as the game progresses to change what they're going to do in reaction to you and score points.
Rich, we really appreciate your taking this time. I don't have to tell you to enjoy Sunday and wish it were a better situation for all of us, but maybe next year we can be that team that gets to host and play at the same time.
It'd be nice. It's still out there, right? Nobody's ever done it. But I would say, you know, for us, you know, it's hard to lose your last game. 31 teams in our league, you know, lose that last game and are not happy about it. But I will, you know, say it was a good year in coming off a tough Super Bowl game. And to see our players and our coaches fight their way through the year, get to the playoffs, win a playoff game on the road against a team that was, I think, probably heavily favored against us, and then go to Philly and have a real chance. So it was a good year it didn't end the way we'd like it to end.
Rich, thanks again.
You're the man.
All right, gentlemen. Thanks very much. Talk to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.